Darren, 2-2 draw. Some great moments for Hyde United. Came back from a goal down to lead 2-1. What's your feelings on the game?
Yeah, to be honest, I thought the boys were excellent. They put a shift in. Thought we dominated from start to finish. As I say, two goals that could have been prevented. But I thought credit to our players. I thought they were excellent today. I thought they fought for themselves. They fought for each other. Again, the supporters playing a big part in that in terms of getting behind the team. But you know, I'm one side happy and pleased in terms of where we're going with that, and in terms of how we're playing, in terms of the things that we're introducing. But again, disappointed in the fact that, you know, conceding, especially the goals that we did. But you know, again, it's a lot of work in the training ground. That's the problem at the minute, because we're playing a lot of Saturday, Tuesday. It's difficult to get to the training ground, other than the Thursday you're doing prep for Saturday. But you know, again, you know, they're a fantastic bunch of lads. We have made changes, as everybody well knows, because at the end of the day, we want to get the personnel in that we think can take us up that step.
Well, there were three new faces in the squad today. Sam Heathcote at centre half. Lad on the bench, Lippy.
Kelvin Jackson.
Yanni Lipka. You think I'd know that with a surname like mine.
I know.
It's a new look team in many ways.
Yeah, it is. We're demanding in what we do. Do you know what? We're demanding in what we do, and you know, people are probably wondering what happened. You know, the players that have gone or whatever. At the end of the day, you know, what we want is obviously what you've been seeing over the last couple of games. We want pace, we want power, we want lots of energy in midfield, and that's what we have. Again, but we want to build on that. Again, we have a lot of work to do in terms of shape. I thought our shape was good today, but I wanted to have it driven into the players that they could almost do it with their eyes closed. But again, proud of the players, you know, with a good result during the week. With a point today, that could have been very easily three with the chances that we've missed. But, you know, you're coming up against an Ossett Town team who are well organised and stubborn. But again, we had the clear chances to win the game, 4-5, and we didn't put them away. But again, taking the positives out of the fact that the performance and the energy of the boys.
Would it be fair to say you've sort of ripped up the template you had at the start of the season, or is it just a working process and you're adding bits, taking bits away?
No, to be honest, we've always had the plan from the start of the season, but you know, if I'm being honest and straight and blunt about it, players didn't give what they should. So it was going to be them one or two games that would maybe falter by in terms of giving the player that could do the specific job that we were looking for. We will continue to be proactive in terms of making sure it's right, but at the minute it's good, you know. But again, the players have got to be on top of that. You can see today, and we were just chatting in the changing room in terms of, you know, the supporters, the standing ovation they give the players when they come off. That says it. We've won here and not got a good as an ovation, but it just shows you they seem what the players put in. And as I say, just unlucky not to get the win, Pav.
Harry Coates had a bandage, a bit of a Terry Butcher look for much of the game. How's he?
Yeah, he's fine.
Is it just a cut?
To be quite honest, a big gash.
Yeah.
But again, Harry being the type of a player he is, you know, he wanted to give his all for the team, and that's what we want to build here. Players who wear the jersey with pride, who wear the badge, you know, and they only give their all for the badge. That's key. You know, you've Harry like that. You've Sam come in today, Sam Heathcote, who's been excellent. He's absolutely excellent. Even an ankle injury near the end, but he still played on. You have players now who are putting their bodies in the line for the team, and that's what we want. I thought before we weren't really doing that, but we got to build on it. Even though we're a bit of Farsley with the same level of commitment, and obviously during the week we had that, we get the win. Today, very unlucky not to get the win, so what we have to do now is build momentum on that and take it to the game Tuesday against Salford.
Will Harry need stitches?
Do you know what, he probably will.
Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't seen it, but I knew it was quite a big gash. I'm sure he will.
You could see blood on the bandages as he came off.
Yeah, but you know, he's a great, big, determined lad, and you know, it's going to be one of those. He might need a few stitches, but he'll just want to play on. You know, that's the type of character he is. He's a winner, and that's what we want to have at this football club, winners. You know, and I want to change, as I say, over and over and over, the mentality of the club, where, to be quite honest, I think in the past, if that had been the case, the player would have been off injured. You know, now we have players who want to fight for the shirt, who want to fight for each other, and who want to get results all for the good of the club.
Tuesday night, Salford City, in terms of non-league football in this part of the world, they don't come much bigger than that. How do you think they'll take the game? Because it's Manchester Premier Cup.
You know, I don't know. If I'm being honest, I don't really care. You know, I think if they put out a first team, brilliant, well, we'll go and give it a go. If they put out a reserve team, which some clubs, I'm not saying they will, but some clubs seem to do, again, we'll be prepared. The only thing that we can do and control is how we line up, how we go about our job, and ultimately how we prepare in terms of, you know, getting the team that is right for it. You know, as I say, we might have a couple of niggles. Today, I'm not sure. We'll assess it come sort of Monday, Tuesday, and see how it is from there.
Are you looking forward to the challenge, though, the big club?
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to every game, especially at home. You know, because we want to make this place a fortress. We want to be extremely difficult to beat here, as well as away from home. But again, it's one of those we're building towards that. And you know what? The future looks very good.
And whatever Salford think, Hyde United will be going all out for the win?
Absolutely. Oh, without a doubt. You know, at the end of the day, I think any manager who goes into football, management, and, you know, doesn't want to win, you know, there's something wrong with them. You know, I'm sure people probably maybe look and laugh at the Manchester Cup, but I don't. You know, I want to bring success to this football club. I want to bring silverware to this football club. If it's the Mickey Mouse Cup, if it's the Manchester Cup, if it's the FA Cup, I want to bring it.
Great.